好，我哋感謝主，我哋一齊打開聖經。Let's turn our Bibles to Second Peter， 彼得後書第一章。Second Peter chapter 1。
我哋上個星期係完咗彼得前書 ，and we finished First Peter last week。所以我哋今日咧就開始彼得後書。佢有人唔知道陳牧師係邊個啊？我昨天去深圳去他間教會。Some people don't know who Pastor Francis is. It's not the Francis Chan that writes the books. but I was at his church yesterday in 深圳。他都是我們各個他教會一個的傳道人。And he's one of the pastors with Calvary Chapel. So,
我們這個彼得後書就是我哋今日就繼續喺彼得嘅前後書咁樣繼續睇，希望今日我哋喺呢度睇到神俾我哋嘅鼓勵。
And so as we go into Second Peter, as we're studying First and Second Peter, and as we go in and let's see what the Lord has to say to us through Second Peter.
咁彼得後書咧就係、是、當然係彼得係寫咗前書先，跟住隔咗一段時間寫咗後書。
And of course, Peter wrote First Peter first, and then after a time, he then wrote Second Peter.
咁啊，佢寫彼得後書嘅時候應該晚年，即係因為佢書裏邊嘅表達咧，就好似佢好快就會翻去天父度。
And I think he wrote Second Peter in the towards the end of his life, because he indicates in the book that he knows very soon he's going to die.
咁啊，佢应该咧系我哋所知道嘅，应该系写完呢本书冇几耐之后，真系为主殉道而死。
And as far as we know, not too long after he wrote the book, he was martyred in Rome. They believe
应该系罗马殉道而死嘅，应该系。
咁佢应该系第一世纪就系64年至68年之间写呢本书。And the book should have been written in the first century, the year 64 to 68 AD, somewhere in that time.
因为它应该是64年左右呢，就是完了前书。跟着就是它应该死的时候就是67年至68年之间，所以中间那段时间写了这本书。
And we know that he wrote 1 Peter in around 64 AD, and so he died somewhere in the late 67, early 68. So he wrote the book in between that period sometime.
咁啊，佢写呢本书嘅目的就系鼓励我哋喺主里边成长。
And the reason he wrote this book is to encourage us to grow in Christ.
咁啊，佢知道有好多逼迫嚟紧，佢自己都系受逼迫，系逼迫里边系殉道而死。
He knew that persecution was coming, and he himself suffered persecution. He was even martyred in the persecution.
所以佢要我哋系成长，系装备，系面对前边嘅。
And so he was encouraging us to be prepared to be ready to grow up in Christ. So what's coming?
咁啊，我哋都需要，特别我哋开始睇启示录喺查经班嘅时候，我哋都要装备。
And we also need to be prepared. And as Bible studies will be starting to study the book of Revelation, we also need to be prepared.
所以呢度我睇到咧，彼得叫我哋成长啊，咁我哋几时都要成长。
And so Peter teaches us that we need to grow up. We need to grow.In Christ, and we always have to continue to grow.
So, 我哋睇第一節到第四節。
So, let's first read chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
作耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门，彼得写信给那因我们的神和教主耶稣基督之义，与你们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿因为平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
神 的神能已将一切关乎生命和虔敬的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德照我们的主。
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray.
主啊，我们靠你今天用这个教导呢，就是鼓励我们生命，激励我们去更加是为主去成长，更加是殷勤在我们的生命当中。所以将以下的时间交在你手里面，靠主带领亲自向我们讲话，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
好，我们这里见到呢，就是这个书呢，就是刚刚读着这四字经文，看到几个应许，几个礼物是神给我们的。
And as we just read in these four verses in this book, we see that God has many gifts and promises that he's giving to us.
咁你睇到彼得系点样称呼自己啊？好谦卑话西门彼得系，佢承认佢以前叫西门，改咗名叫彼得。
You see, he's calling himself Simon Peter, very humbly, referring to his old past name, and Jesus changed his name to Peter.
亦都系叫自己做主嘅仆人啦，吓。跟住是使徒，
and he even calls himself a bondservant first and then an apostle.
所以他是很谦卑，他是承认自己都是主的仆人。
And so he's being very humble. He's saying, I'm just a servant of God.
但跟住他讲到写信给什么人，
and then he says, who is he writing the book to?
咁你睇到佢写信俾咩人咧，就系好奇妙。佢写信俾嗰啲系已经系得到信心嘅，系得到宝贵嘅信心嘅人。
And who is he writing to? He's writing to those who have received the precious faith.
所以佢写信俾基督徒嘅。
And so he's writing to Christians.
如果你今日系信耶稣，佢系写信俾你。
And if you're a Christian today, he's writing to you.
我哋从耶稣得到信心。是宝贵的信心。
And we've received this precious faith from Jesus Christ.
你留意到这个信心是神给的，是神赐给我们，是一个宝贵的礼物。
And this faith is a gift that God has given to us, and it's a precious gift from God.
我们看到这个礼物呢，就是很真实。圣经讲明信是有听到而来，听到有神的话而来。
You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
所以神是将这个信心放在我们里面，让我们可以有认识神，但我们都要回应 去接受。
And so God gives us that faith in our heart so that we can receive from God, but of course we have to respond with faith to God.
所以这里讲明是信心，这个是一个基础，是我们生命的起点，属灵生命的起点。
And so receiving faith from God, that's the beginning, that's the foundation that we start our relationship with God with.
所以我们，如果我们缺乏信心，我们要靠耶稣，祂会赐给我们的。
And if you find that you're lacking in faith, you need to pray and ask God to give you faith, and he will give you more faith.
所以我们是信心，就是我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
You know, we talk about faith, we are saved by faith, by grace through faith, right?
我们因信称义，
and we are justified by faith.
所以我们的信心是我们生命，我们属灵生命的基础。我们耶稣拯救我们，我们相信耶稣的拯救。
You know, we are have this foundation. We are saved by Jesus, and we are saved by believing that in Jesus.
我们相信耶稣是神的儿子，
and we believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以我们信心就是神给我们，是基础的。
And so faith is given by God, and that's the foundation.
但你看第二节，他继续讲另一样东西神给你的。
But as you go on to verse 2, it's telling us that God has given us another gift.
他说因原因为平安，因你们认识神和我主耶稣，多多的加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord.
神就是将因为平安给你的。
You know, God has given you grace and peace.
那因为和恩典 是同一样的，不同的字眼。
You know, grace is grace. We're just saying amazing grace, right?
So, hey, 我们知道恩典是我们没办法，我们不配得到。
And so we are not worthy to receive God's grace.
这个恩典是神给我们的免费礼物。
And grace is a free gift that God has given us.
那么我们是得救是本乎恩，
and we are saved by grace.
咁所以呢度系讲到呢个恩典就系耶稣拯救我哋，将我哋从黑暗罪恶拯救出嚟。
And so this is the grace that God has given us. He saved us out of sin, out of darkness.
我哋信耶稣就系得到耶稣嘅怜悯。
And so trusting in Jesus, we receive his mercy and his grace.
嗱，系好感恩我哋睇得到，我哋得到恩惠。之后就可以享受神的平安。
As you look, you see that after you receive the grace of God, then you can enjoy the peace of God.
永远都是恩典先，跟住平安。
It's always grace followed by peace.
神是将恩典是免费给我们。因为我们未有恩典之前，我们与神为敌。
And God gives us grace before we receive grace. We were enemies with God.
我们是有个冤仇，有个没办法享受神。但是耶稣的恩典，我们与神和好。
And so there's a strife and enmity between us and God before, but because of the grace, now we have peace with God.
因为你与神和好，你可以享受神所赐的平安。
And because you have peace with God, you then can receive the peace of God.
所以有恩典，跟住你有平安。
So you have the grace of God, and then you have the peace of God.
呢啲系神俾你嘅，系好大嘅礼物。
And this is a great gift that God has given to you.
系免费嘅，系神白白赐俾你嘅。
And it's free. It's given without charge.
你睇第三节，神又俾你另一个礼物。
And in verse 3, God has given you another gift.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和情见的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德照我们的主。
As his divine power is given to us, all that pertain to life and goodness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
神俾咩你？一切关乎生命，神俾你嘅。
God has given to you all things that pertain to life and goodness.
神是将生命给你， God has given you life. 这个是很大的礼物。
That is a great gift.
神是生命的主。You know, God is a God of life.
耶稣说，生命像我复活像我信我的人，虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. Those who believe in me, although they die, shall not, they shall resurrect.It will be resurrected.
耶稣就是生命，耶稣是赐生命的主。
Jesus is life, and he gives life to those who believe in him.
我们信耶稣，我们得到这个生命，免费的生命，永远的生命。
When we believe in Jesus, we receive a new life, we receive eternal life.
所以一切关乎生命的，包括很多东西。
And so all things that pertain to life, that includes all sorts of things, right?
力量、智慧、恩典、恩赐。
How about strength, wisdom, talents, gifts?
神是将一切给你，耶稣说，我是生命的粮，
我是活水。
Jesus said, he is the bread of life, he is the living water.
神是给我们健康，让我们可以成长。
So God has given us all things. He's given us health. He's given us strength.
神给我们一切关乎生命，又包括其他东西。
And God giving us all things pertaining to life, that even includes some other things.
So, 死之前他说我不会撇下你做孤儿，我要派保卫师圣灵是与你同在，他要在你里面，他要永远同你一起。
And before Jesus was crucified on the cross, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. I'm going to give you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he will be with you, and he will be in you, and he will never leave you.
神是给生命，一切关于生命是给圣灵我们的。
And so God has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是要带领我们，引导我们，教导我们。
And so the Holy Spirit is going to teach us, going to lead us, going to comfort us.
圣灵呢就是给我们力量，
and the Holy Spirit will give us strength.
还有关乎生命，神给另一样东西我们。
And about life, God has given us something else. It's amazing.
他将生命的粮给我们。
And he's given us the bread of life.
因为耶稣说人活着不单靠食物，乃靠神口里所出的话。
Because Jesus said, and the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
所以你要有生命，有属灵的生命，你需要神的话语。
And so if you want to have life, you want to have spiritual life, you need the Bible, you need the word of God in your life.
神是将一切关乎生命的赐给你的。
And God has given everything pertaining to life,
He's given to you.
这是一个非常之好的礼物。
That is a wonderful gift that God has given us.
你看第四节，有第四份礼物神给你。
And look in verse 4, God's given you a fourth wonderful gift. 因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
神给你什么呢？又宝贵又极大的应许。
God has given us precious and great, or great and exceedingly great and precious promises.
神给你好多的应许。
God is giving you many promises.
你知道神应许的事一定会做得到。
And you know that what God has promised, He will do.
所以在圣经里面，神的应许有几千个全部是给你的。
You know, there are thousands of promises in this word, and God has given them to you.
在这个圣经里面有一个应许是无论你遇到什么困难，无论遇到什么环境，实啱你用的。
You know, no matter what you face, no matter what situation you get into, there is a promise in the Bible that is applied to you.
神给我们非常之多的应许。
God has given us so many promises.
我们要相信靠住神的应许就有生命的力量。
And we need to trust in the promises that God has given us and stand on the promises.
神的应许呢，就是给你永生。
God promised to give you eternal life.
神的应许要拯救你，
God promised to save you.
神的应许呢，要带领你，
God promised to lead you and guide you.
神的应许赐力量安慰，
God has promised to give you strength and to comfort you.
这些应许是宝贵的，我们要相信，我们要揸住神的应许。
These are precious promises, and we need to believe them, we need to trust them.
神是爱你，将这四个大的礼物给你。
God loves you so much, He's giving you these four great gifts.
信心、因为平安、生命、应许。
He's giving you faith, grace and peace.Actually, you could say five, right? Grace and peace, and life and promises.
应该讲五样的，因为恩惠同埋平安系两样，系咪？
呢啲系基础嚟嘅，神俾我哋呢啲基础。These are the foundation that God has given us.
呢个系我哋生命嘅基础
，and that is a foundation for life.
神系好似我哋咁样睇，神系好似。 将投资的本钱赐给我们。
I look at it this way. God has given us the initial funds for the investment.
神是将这个基础给我们，我们是可以开始。
God has given us the foundation basics that we can start on.
或者我觉得是好似呢，神是给我们一些的工具和物资。
Now you could say it's like God has given us the tools and the materials that we need.
神是将这些基础赐给我们的，有非常之好的礼物。
These are great foundational things that God has given us, wonderful gifts.
你得到这个免费的礼物之后，你会怎样？
And what are you going to do with the gifts that God has given you?
耶稣在马太福音25章的时候讲过比喻。
Jesus in Matthew chapter 25 gave a parable.
是这个的一个商人就是去外地将啲恩赐去俾啲仆人。
There's a man was going off to a far country and he gave gifts to his servants.
一个俾5000，一个俾2000，一个俾1000。
And to one he gave 5000, to another he gave 2000, to a third he gave 1000 talents.
佢将呢啲嘅恩赐俾佢，有五千嗰个去赚五千，有二千再赚二千，有一千将佢收埋放喺地里边。
The one with 5,000 went and made another 5,000. The one with 2,000 went and made another 2,000. But the one with 1,000 hid it in the ground.
当个主人翻嚟嘅时候，交代五千话：我赚咗五千啊，二千话赚咗二千啊，一千嗰个话：我知道你恶啊，你衰啊，我收埋你嘅，俾翻你啦。
And then, so when they came back, then, you know, the one of 5,000 gave, said, I made another 5,000. The one of 2,000 said, I made an extra 2,000. But the third guy said, hey, I know you're an evil guy. You know, I took your 1,000 and I hid it in the ground.
耶稣怎样跟他讲？
What did Jesus say?
有恶的，有懒惰的，将他一千给了有一万那个。
And Jesus said, you're an evil, lazy servant. And he took his 1,000 and gave it to the guy with 10.
我们是从神收到这些礼物，神是给我们信心，给我们有恩惠平安，给我们有生命和应许。你得到神的礼物，你会怎样？
And so God has given us these great gifts. You've been given faith, you've been given grace, you've been given promises, you've been given life, and you've been given peace.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you going to do with what God has given you?
有的人信耶稣10年、20年，是甘心停留在这个，哦，我从耶稣有生命，有耶稣有恩典，有平安，感谢主， hallelujah.
Some people are satisfied to be a Christian for 30 years and say, I've got peace, I've got grace, I've been saved, thank you, Jesus.
永远都不成长，
and they never grow in Christ.
我们有这个基础，我们有这个基础，我们应该怎样进入一个成长的阶段？
How are you going to go onto a level of growth from this foundation?
你看第五节，
Look at verse 5.
正因这缘故，你们要分外地殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行，有了德行，又要加上知识。
But also for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge.
为这个缘故，我们从神得到这么好的、这么宝贵、这么确实的恩典，我们要加上。
And for this reason, we've received such great, such powerful, such awesome gifts from God. We need to add to them.
我们信心要增加。
Our faith needs to grow.
神要我们脱离情欲和试探。
You know, God wants us to leave the fleshly influences in temptations.
神要我们继续殷勤成长.
God wants us to be diligent as we grow in Christ.
我们这样看到呢, 就是, 这个, 有了信心, 加上德行.
I look at it this way, as it says, you know, you have faith, then add to it virtue.
我感谢主不是说调转有德行就加上信心.
Praise God, it's not reversed, and as you have virtue, add to it faith.
我们是要先得救. 我们得救是本乎恩也因着信.
We need to be saved first. We are saved by grace through faith.
得救之后免费的礼物你就加上德行.
After you are saved and you are born again, you add to it virtue.
很多人想说,牧师,我不信耶稣,我先搞定自己,我先去做好人,我改变一下,先信的.
So many people come and say, Pastor, I need to change myself first. You know, I'm not going to believe yet. Let me just clean my life up and get my act together. Then I'll become a Christian.
不行的. 你要先接受神免费的礼物.
You need to receive the free gift of God first.
但是你信了主之后,不是靠行为得救哦.
But you know, you're not saved by works, you know. But after you're saved,
得救之后, 要有加上德行.
You need to add to your faith virtue.
感谢主不是调转的.
Praise God, it's not reversed order.
德行是什么?
What is virtue?
很少用这个字眼,是吗?
We don't use this word often these days.
德行, 就是道德观, 价值观.
It's your moral value fiber.
德行在古希腊文里面是表示控制自己的性欲望,
可以是 克服自己的情欲 和私欲. In the ancient Greek, the Greeks called virtue as the ability of one who masters his desires and passions, especially his sensual appetites. Moral value.
所以一个有德行的人, 是他思想行为会有个道德 价值观的会行先.
So somebody who has virtue in his thought patterns, in his lifestyle, will be exercising a moral life.
现代人是不喜欢有道德的,他反对道德在哪里来.
You know, modern man is not liking having morals, and they're wondering, where do morals come from?
我告诉你, 道德是由圣经来,是神给我们的.
Morals come from God and come from the Bible.
神是告诉我们什么叫道德.
God tells us what is moral and what is not.
所以我们的德行,我们的价值观,我们的道德观是要建立在圣经的.
And so our moral fiber, our values, our beliefs need to be founded in what the Bible teaches.
你是基督徒,
你不要有分前性行为. If you are a Christian, you should not have sex before marriage.
你基督徒不应该有分爱情.
If you're a Christian, you should not have sex outside of marriage, extramarital affairs, adultery.
你们是非道德的,是神不喜欢的.
These are immoral activities and God doesn't like it.
现在香港讨论同性恋的问题.
Hong Kong is talking a lot about homosexuality.
圣经告诉我们,同性恋是一个非道德的行为.
The Bible says that homosexuality is an immoral activity.
是圣经建立,不是人建立的.
什么叫道德? Remember, it's what the Bible says is moral and not moral, and the Bible says homosexual activity is immoral.
我们最近在团契谈论爱男女关系,
in the youth fellowship we've been talking about dating relationships, boys and girls, you know.
我哋最近又讲过同性恋，阿 Pete 牧师同我哋分享同性恋嘅，分享得非常好。
And Pete shared a very good message on homosexuality.
我又讲到婚外情、婚前性行为。
And we're talking about adultery, fornication, sex outside of marriage.
如果你睇咸湿网页、色情网页，呢系非道德嘅行为。
If you're caught on the internet looking at pornography, that's immoral activity.
有了信心加上德行。
If you have faith, add to your faith virtue, moral.
控制自己的私欲，可能我们有强的欲望，但我们要知道这些罪，我们靠神给我们力量去控制它，顺服于神。
We need to control and master our fleshly desires. And maybe we have very strong fleshly sexual desires, but we have to understand that it is sin, and we need to submit to God and acknowledge it is sin and ask God's forgiveness.
我们需要承认那些是罪的行为，求神宽恕，求神改变。
We need to ask God to change us.
德行要加上知识。
And add to your virtue knowledge.
这个很平衡。你有德行，很多人就是可能觉得很需要有知识去管住乜嘢叫真正嘅德行。
You know, maybe it's a very balanced thing. As we add our virtue and our moral fiber, we add with it knowledge so that we know what is moral and what is not.
知识第一样嘢最紧要，知识又系从神而嚟。
You know, knowledge comes from God, and so the first thing we need to know is God's knowledge.
你信了耶稣之后，你花多少时间认识神？
After becoming a Christian, how much time do you spend knowing God?
你要认识圣经，因为认识圣经是这个是神的知识。
You need to know the Bible because knowing the Bible is knowing knowledge about God.
我们有信就要加上德行，加上知识。
And as we have faith in God, we need to add to that virtue and we need to add to that knowledge that we know God.
我们需要认识神更多。
We need to know God more.
所以我们教会有主学，有查经班，有小组，有栽培，有崇拜，帮到你在知识上去增加，但你都要有灵修。
So the church here, we have Sunday school, we have Bible study, we have small group, we have training classes, we have the worship service. But you know, you need to have personal devotion so that your knowledge of God can grow.
你不要停留在初信的阶段，你要继续加上。
Don't stay on the beginning level of a new believer. Continue to grow in Christ.
我们的知识，当然我们会学一些熟悉的知识，但要以圣经为标准。
You know, as you learn knowledge, of course we'll learn knowledge outside in the world, but we need to always keep the Bible as our standard.
我喜欢学科学，我喜欢研究心理学，我喜欢研究哲学，我喜欢研究很多人类学等等的东
西。 You know, I love studying science, I love studying psychology, I love studying sociology, I love studying humanities and all these things, but everything we study has to be balanced in the Word of God.
但我们所学的所研究要在圣经的基础里面平衡。外面很多熟悉的资料知识呢，跟圣经违背的。
Now, there's a lot of knowledge out there today that is contrary, opposite to what the Bible teaches.
当我们学一啲同圣经违背嘅，我哋应该点做嘅？
And when we learn some things that are opposite of what the Bible teaches, what do we do?
我哋信圣经，唔接受世界嗰啲知识。
We need to trust in the Bible and not trust in the knowledge of man.
我唔信进化论啊。
I don't believe in evolution.
我唔信神创造一个人同性恋。
I don't believe that God creates anybody as a homosexual.
我同样唔信让神会创造一个人要有多妻主义先至满足。
And I, at the same time, I don't believe that God creates somebody to live in polygamy to be happy.
我信圣经是真理。I believe the Bible is true.第六节 ，look at verse 6。
有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上虔敬。To knowledge, self-control; to self-control, perseverance; to perseverance, godliness.
加上节制啊！感谢主，我哋中意节制系咪
？Praise God, we all love self-control, don't we? 啊，
节制呢？就是一个有知识之后要加上的、因为有知识先知道要在什么上去节制。
You know, we add to our knowledge self-control, maybe because after we have knowledge, we know that we need self-control, I don't know.
我们不要将我们的知识强制于人。
You know, don't force your knowledge on other people, maybe that's what he's trying to say.
我哋飲食方面要節制，運動方面要節制，娛樂要節制。
You know, we need self-control in our eating habits. We need self-control in our athletics. We need self-control in our amusement, entertainment.
澳門係一個娛樂城嘅，有冇節制嘅
？Macau is a city of amusement, entertainment. Do we have self-control?
在很多事上我们可能失去节制就会失去健康。
There's so many things that if we lose self-control, we lose health.
神要我们有健康的，不要堕落在罪恶里面。
God wants us to be healthy and strong and not to be falling into sin.
太多人玩电子游戏机，电脑打机，就是没有节制。
Too many people, you know, they have no self-control when it comes to internet games.
如果你是基督徒，我有时都喜欢玩电脑游戏机，但要有节制。
Sometimes I will play internet games, but you need self-control, man. Don't let it overcome you.
我有时喜欢看好的电影，
I like to see good movies.
但有些人是没有节制，被电影是控制他。
But some people have no self-control and they're just controlled by movies in the entertainment field.
我们是需要在每一方面都需要节制的。我小的时候学吉他，我喜欢一天弹吉他八个小时。
When I was a young teenager and I was studying guitar, you know, I'd play the guitar for 8 hours a day.
是没节制。
There is no self-control in that.
冇益處，我都唔係彈得，我 Matthias 都係彈得好過我，佢都唔使八個鐘頭一個。
You know, I don't even play that good, and Matthias is so good, he doesn't have to play 8 hours a day.
佢話十個鐘，唔係，係咪？講笑啫，真嘅。講笑啫嚇。
We need self-control.我们需要节制，
节制是属灵恩赐的其中一个。
Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
成长的信徒是需要节制。
As a mature believer in Christ, you need self-control.
如果你是属灵的基督徒，你一定有节制。
If you want to grow in Christ, you need to have self-control.
即是说 言语、脾气都要有节制。That even includes your speech, your temperament.
有节制之后，加上咩？忍耐。
And after you have self-control, you need to add to it patience.
边个缺乏忍耐？
Who here needs patience?
Yeah.
节制同埋忍耐系息息相关。
You know, there's a relationship between patience and self-control.
例如，我系单身，我好想结婚。我要节制自己的性欲，都要忍耐等候。
For an example, if I'm a single guy or a girl and I want to get married, I need to have self-control over my fleshly desires, my sexual drives, but I also have to have patience to wait.
是不是？是时时都是有这个关系的，节制和忍耐的。
There is a great relationship between patience and self-control.
我哋需要系忍耐别人嘅脾气，我有节制，点解佢冇节制？忍耐下。
You know, we have to be patient over other people's impatience. You know, we say, "Well, I've got self-control in this area. Why doesn't he?"
Be patient for him.
系
忍耐等候。
Be patient and wait.
我哋需要有忍耐。别人的无知，
we have to be patient with other people's lack of knowledge.
因为我们有知识，他没有知识。
If we have knowledge and they don't have knowledge,
等等，好多事我们要忍耐。
There's so many things we have to be patient for.
我们忍耐等候神的作为。
Be patient in waiting for God to work in your life.
忍耐等候神的应许。
Be patient and wait for the promise of God.
忍耐等候神的解决。
Be patient and wait for the God to work out the situation.
要忍耐，有忍耐之后要加上虔敬。虔敬。我对不住，我不知道为什么有个障碍发不到这个音。
I've got some dyslexia when it comes to this word. I just can't pronounce it.
我们需要忍耐，我们需要加上爱主敬拜主的心。
We need to add patience, and we also need to add to that perseverance and godliness.
Godliness. 我们这个是可以说是一个的准确的敬拜。生活。
And you can say that is proper worship.
是我们敬拜生活呢，就是包括我们整体的整个人。
You know, our whole life should be worship to God.
我们的祷告，我们的歌唱，我们的奉献，我们关心别人，我们的日常生活都是应该给神一个的敬拜。
You know, every aspect of our life, our prayers, our singing songs of adoration, our giving offerings and tithes, our care for other people, our everything that has to do with us should be an act of godliness and worship to God.
So it's 即使话可以话系你为主而活嘅，
and you could say it this way: that are you living for Jesus?
你有忍耐，你要为主而活。
And if you have patience, perseverance, you need to live for Jesus.
要活得是好似耶稣一样。
And you need to live like Jesus lived.
去到第七节，好快。
Let's go on to verse 7, quickly.
有了虔敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心。有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
我们有这么多东西之后，加上爱心。
And after you've had all these other things, you need to add to it love.
觉得好有趣，他说先爱弟兄，跟着爱其他人。
And it says love the brothers in Christ first, and then love everybody else.
你是有信心。要加 爱心。If you have faith, you need to add to it love.
嗱，我要解释呢个就加乜乜乜乜乜，唔系一个先后次序。
I need to explain that as we add these things, it's not in an order like we add one first and then the other.
如果唔系咧，如果先后次序，譬如我先去加呢个嘅德行，跟住我加知识，跟住加节制。咁我冇爱心，咁我唔使加爱心，因为我未有节制嘛，所以我唔使爱人嘛。
If it was an order, you know, a progressive order, then we say first, okay, we add virtue, and then after virtue, knowledge, and then we add self-control. Well, you know, I don't have self-control, so I don't have to love anybody because I haven't passed the self-control yet, so I'm still stuck on self-control. So you know, I don't have to love people.
唔系咁样喎，呢啲全部系同时间进行。
They're all at the same time.
所以你有信心加爱心。
If you have faith, add to it love.
你有信心加节制。
If you have faith, add to it self-control.
你有信心加知识。
If you have faith, add to it knowledge.
是一齐加，不是次先后次序加。
It's adding all these at the same time, not adding in a progressive order.
但我们加完又再加，加完又再加，越深入肺。
But we're adding them at the same time, and we're adding them and continuing to add to them, and we get deeper and deeper as we add more and more.
是吗？所以你冇话啊，我唔需要加爱心，因为我未有节制。我唔需要加乜嘢，因为我未有乜嘢。
So don't think that you don't have to do that because you haven't done that.
更加系你唔好话我唔使爱众人，因为我未爱弟兄。
And you don't have to say I don't have to love other people because I don't even love the church yet.
要一齐行嘅 ，you need to do it at the same time, man. 所以我哋系加爱心。圣经话命令的总归就是爱。
The Bible says the essence of all teaching of the commandments is love.
神就是爱，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
God is love, and we love because God first loved us.
爱不是这么容易。因为耶稣说要爱你的敌人，爱得罪你的人。
You know, it's not easy to love. Jesus said, love your enemies. Love those that offend you.
爱那些不可爱的人。
Love those that are not lovable.
你有没有爱心？
Do you have love in your heart today?
爱包括宽恕，爱包括怜悯包容。
And love means forgiving, accepting, having mercy, and forbearing.
我们继续看神给我们的礼物的结果是第八节。
Continue, look, it's the gifts that God's given us. Let's look at the result of this in verse 8.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在知识上认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲难不结果子。
For if these are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你是有这些，你会成长，你殷勤加上积极在主里面，你会结果子。
And if you are diligent and living for Jesus, allowing God to work in your life, then you will have these fruits in your life, and they will abound.
你想不想为主结果子？
Do you want to have the fruit in your life?
耶稣给你这么多的礼物，给你信心，给你恩惠平安，给你生命，给你应许， God has given you so much. He's given you faith. He's given you grace. He's given you peace. He's given you life. He's given you promises.
但要加上，積極殷勤加上。
But you need to run with it. You need to be diligent and add to it.
跟住你有呢啲果子出嚟。你睇埋第九節。Look
at verse 9. 人若沒有這幾樣，就是瞎眼，只看見近處的，忘了他舊日的罪，已經得了潔淨。For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins.
幾嚴重係咪?
That's serious, isn't it?
如果沒有這些，我沒有節制，我沒有愛心，我沒有德行，我就是盲眼。
If I am do not have knowledge, if I do not have virtue, if I don't have self-control, if I don't have love, then I am blind.
不单是盲眼，是忘了以前神拯救我出来。
Not only am I blind, but I've forgotten that God has saved me out of this sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要用藉口说，我没有节制，我不行的，我是这样的。
You know, don't make excuses and say, I lack self-control, I just can't do it, you know.
但我不喜欢爱那个人，我不爱得神明白我。
I don't like loving that person, God understands me, I don't need to love him.
我控制不到自己，我太喜欢跟女生一起上床，所以你明白，我们横掂都是下个月结婚了。
I can't control myself, you know, I just like sleeping with girls. Anyway, we're going to get married next month.
这些是藉口来的，你做不到，你是盲眼的。These
are excuses. Here it says if you don't do these things, you're blind.
神要你打开眼睛。God
wants you to open your eyes.
成长在主里边，停止罪恶的。Grow
in Christ, stop sinning, stop making excuses.
最后我们看十节和十一节。Let's
look at the last two verses in verse 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。Therefore,
brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。For
so, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我没办法将这十一个经文分开。
I had difficulty trying to separate these 11 verses. And so I decided to give them all at one time. It's a lot of information, isn't it? But verse 10 tells us to even be more diligent to make our election sure, and we will never stumble.
你想不想是坚定不移，永不失脚？
Do you want to be sure, founded, and to not stumble?
这就是秘诀，你有神给你的礼物，你的家常，你有这个基础，你在基础起的。This
is the key, this is the way. God has given you all these blessings and he's given you the foundation, now build on it.
神给你这个投资的本钱，你就用这个投资的本钱去发挥。
God has given you the funds for the initial investment, use it.
神给你这个工具。
God has given you the tools and the materials you need. Take the tools and the materials that God has given you and live for Jesus.
你可以坚定不移，永不失脚。
And then you can be sure, have your election sure, and not stumble.
呢个系应许嚟嘅。
This is a promise.
但第十节都系一个好好嘅应许。你可以去到天国见到耶稣。
But verse 11 is also another promise that you can go to heaven and you can see Jesus.
佢唔系单单去天堂，佢话丰丰富富的进入。
It's not just getting into heaven here. It says abundantly. Your entrance will be supplied to you abundantly.
嗱，你有选择啊。有啲人就有基础，信耶稣。我信耶稣，我得救，耶稣俾我平安。Hallelujah! 赞美主，四十年后又系咁。
You know, some people go through life and I'm saved by grace, you know, praise God, I'm born again, I've got the salvation and grace of Jesus, and I've been like that for 40 years, praise God.
但是停留没有成长过。
But they never grew, they just stayed there.
他去到天堂见到神呢，两手空空，紧紧入到去。
And they get to heaven, you know, their hands are empty and they just barely make it in, but they're in, you know.
但你可以加上这个基础，你可以更加殷勤，你可以入到天堂，丰丰富富进入的。
But you know, as you're diligent and you're adding to your faith and you're growing in Christ and you get to heaven, your entrance will be supplied abundantly.
你想怎样见到天父？
How do you want to see God?
我刚刚上个星期一呢，我们美国Chuck Smith 那个，因为离开了世界，有那个不是安息礼拜，但是安息礼拜之后他那个 memorial service tribute 啊，即是人家怀念他的生命啊，成四个钟头的啊，那我们在网上看
last Monday, you know, Chuck Smith, he passed away a few weeks ago, and so last week they had the memorial service for him, andIt was a four-hour service, and we watched it on the internet, Kitty and I. And
当中有人提议过 Chuck Smith 成日讲一样嘢。
And during the service, one of the pastors mentioned something that Chuck always says.
如果你听他的讲道，你都会听到他经常有讲类似的嘢。
And if you listen to his teaching, you know, sooner or later you're going to hear him say this.
他说你去到天堂的时候，不要做游客。
He said, when you get to heaven, don't be a...tourist.
你去到天堂呢，你在地上呢，已经是熟悉认识神，已经是加上殷勤了解神的各方面，你去到天堂是回到家自己熟悉的环境。
But you should be here on earth diligent and active in pursuit of your knowing God and understanding and knowing God more so that when you get to heavenYou're coming home. You're coming to the place that you know.
So I hope we won't be a tourist. We today need to pray. We need to bring our offering.
We need to pray. It's time to close. But today we have communion. And we want to open our hearts to think about what Jesus did for us.
We just talked about Jesus doing so many things.
We just shared all the things that Jesus has done for us.
耶稣为我们死在十字架，赐救恩给我们。
Jesus died for us on the cross and gave us eternal life.
耶稣就为我们付出。
Jesus gave for us, sacrificed for us.
他送生命给我们，
and he gave us life.
他给永生我们，
he gave us eternal life.
神免费将这么多的恩典给我们。当我们默饼默想思想耶稣的救恩，准备我们的心去默饼。
So let's meditate for a moment on what Jesus has done for us. Prepare our hearts before the Lord as we prepare to take communion.
可能你今天你听到你是有这个基础，耶稣是送这么多东西给你，但你有没有加上呢？有没有勤力？有没有殷勤？
Maybe this morning as you've been hearing, you've got the foundation, you've got salvation, but have you been diligent to add to that foundation? Have you been growing in Christ?
你咪有好多藉口就俾自己好多理由可以系停留喺一个阶段。
Do you have a lot of excuses and you're just making different excuses for staying in the same level and not growing in Christ?
当我哋擘饼之前，我哋先去低头祈祷。
And so before we take communion this morning, let's bow our hearts before the Lord.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，因为你爱我哋，爱到底。我哋恳求主耶稣今日再一次俾我哋清晰知道，你送咁多宝贵嘅礼物俾我哋，系你嘅怜悯，系你嘅爱。主啊，我哋系完全不配。我哋唔应该拥有呢啲嘅礼物。你为我哋死喺十字架上，你嘅背脊系受鞭伤，因你嘅鞭伤我哋得医治。你嘅头戴住荆棘嘅冠冕，你俾人打，佢掹你嘅胡须出嚟。你的手脚是钉在十字架上高，你是没有犯过任何错，但你愿意为我们死在十字架，担当我们的罪，因为你怜悯我们，你爱我们，你知道我们没有办法自救，你知道我们没有办法 是脱离这个罪的捆绑。主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们多谢你牺牲的爱，多谢你的怜悯。主，我求你今日再一次向我们每一个人讲说话，你免费给救恩我们，免费给信心我们，免费给生命我们，免费给好多应许我们。主，我们多谢你，求主让我们当中每一位立志心志，审查自己的心，检查自己的心。我愿意加上殷勤，殷勤加上德行、知识、节制、忍耐、虔敬、爱心。主，求你帮助我们，我们以前做错，求主宽恕，求主怜悯。如果你在你的生命里面看到你是偷懒、懒惰、不够积极，求主怜悯，求主宽恕。